أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن من قرية إلا نحن مهلكوها قبل يوم القيامة أو معذبوها عذابا شديدا كان ذلك في الكتاب مستورا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those who call unto others and supplicate unto them, treating them as gods. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how those whom they call upon and whom they supplicate to do not have any power to remove their distress and to shift their worries away from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of those awliya, friends of Allah, whom many take as gods and as deities, that they were people who constantly sought different means in order to earn proximity and closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. In today's ayah number 58 of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how before Qiyamah will arrive, every town and every city will be destroyed. Every town and every city. So there will be no habitation left on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah says, before Qiyamah, before the day of Qiyamah, not a single town will remain except that we shall destroy it. We are to destroy every single city, every single town. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one is destroying it and the other is أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, or that city or that town will suffer the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. It will be punished. Remember that towards the end of time, people will be living like animals. No believer will be left on the face of earth. Only then will Qiyamah arrive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before the arrival of Qiyamah, there will be lawlessness, there will be godlessness. People will be living like beasts. And there will be absolutely no concern, no concept, no fikr of Akhirah and preparing for Akhirah. There will not even be a single person to take the name of Allah, let alone believe in Allah, even to utter the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. That will not happen on earth. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we shall destroy city after city and town after town. And there are those cities and towns, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will suffer the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, a severe punishment in fact. كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْتُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this, what Allah has described over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it stands written and it stands recorded in the book of Allah, the book of decree, the book of predestination. It has been recorded in there, it has been written in there, and it is certainly to unfold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains the reason why he didn't allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to exercise many miracles as we've seen with the previous prophets. If you look at the previous prophets, there were certain miracles that they had displayed for their people, right? Which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do. Allah did not allow him to do. For example, you find Isa alayhi salam, Allah gave him the ability to cure the ill through his touch, to bring the dead back to life with the permission of Allah, to take clay and shape it, form it into a bird and blow into it and allow life to come into it. Isa alayhi salam. Then you find Musa alayhi salam. We are quite familiar with the many miracles that he was allowed to perform. Then you have Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, and Salih alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to show to the people this pregnant she camel. We spoke of it, how it emerged from a mountain and stone right before their eyes. So these people, the mushrikeen, would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would request that, you know, show us these type of miracles and perform these type of miracles. There were, of course, miracles that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was allowed to perform, and they have been recorded. But these huge public miracles before everyone, at their request, at their request. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not perform them. Why? Because we find in the previous nations, when they had requested a miracle, and the Nabi had performed that miracle, and then they rejected the miracle, Allah destroyed them. Allah destroyed them. That was the system of Allah. If they asked for a miracle, and Allah allowed it to happen, and then they still reject the Nabi, and they deny the Nabi, then there was no excuse left to keep them on the face of the earth, and that was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. So Allah explains that over here. Allah says, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. The only thing that stops us from sending down signs in the form of miracles, the only thing that stops us from doing that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that there were previous nations and previous people who denied our signs. Now, if they deny it, they will also be destroyed. So it was out of Allah's rahmah, out of Allah's mercy, that he withheld these miracles and did not allow Rasulullah ﷺ to perform it, because he did not want to destroy the people of Rasulullah ﷺ. And Allah says, وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ. Look at Thamud. They were such a powerful and such a mighty and well-advanced people and community. Allah says, we gave Thamud an-naqah, the she-camel. We allowed them to witness a pregnant she-camel, huge camel emerging from a rock. And that was at their request. Allah says, Mubsirah. It was an eye-opener. It was really an eye-opener. But can you imagine the level of kufr and the level of disbelief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, despite Allah allowing them to witness this great miracle, which was really an eye-opener for them, فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. They did it wrong. They committed an injustice to this she-camel. We know what happened, that they had killed this she-camel. And once they did that, Salih alayhi salam moved out of the city, and he says that now you will have to wait for Allah's adab and punishment to strike you. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. Allah says, and when we send these miracles and these ayat, we send them as a warning. We send them as warnings to remind people of the existence of Allah. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ. And remember, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have said to you that your Rabb encompasses mankind from all sides. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have the ability. Allah through his qudrat encompasses the entire human race from every side, from every angle, from every direction. If Allah wants, in a matter of the blink of an eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can exercise this power of his. So Allah's qudrat is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounds people from all different directions. Then Allah speaks of one of the reasons why Allah allowed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to experience Mi'raj. Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا رُؤْيَا أَلَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ. Allah says, we did not make the scene that we allowed you to witness, the scene of Mi'raj. There were different scenes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had witnessed. There was the scene of the Anbiya that he had met. There was the scene of Jannah and Jahannam, the scene of meeting Allah Azza wa Jal. There were these different scenes that he had experienced. Allah says, we did not make the scenes that we allowed you to witness. We did not allow you to witness them, illa fitnatan linnas, except as a fitna, as a test and a trial for people, to see whether people will believe in you and whether people will remain steadfast in their iman. So one is, it was sent as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to experience Mi'raj and to witness what he had witnessed, to test the people's loyalty and to test the iman of believers. There were believers who after this test became apostate because they belied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were neo-Muslims who had just embraced Islam and they were not well grounded in their faith and their iman. So when they heard this explanation given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this journey that was undertaken, there were those who had belied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they could not believe it, and they became apostate and left the fold of Islam. This was a fitna. It was a test. It was a trial to test their iman and the level of sincerity that they had within their hearts. And there are those who have rejected it. But to understand it, we can say that why is it that people reject the Mi'raj, the ascension of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they do not reject the coming down of Adam alayhi salam? Both had undertaken a similar journey. It was just in two different directions. Adam alayhi salam came down from heaven onto earth, and there nobody questions it, but they question the validity of Rasulullah's ascension. He went in the opposite direction, from earth up to towards the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the reason why He allowed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to undertake this journey, or one of the reasons, and that was, it was a test to test the iman and the loyalty of the people. May Allah grant us the understanding.